الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us guidelines in everything that we do, even how we should wear and what should we wear. The guidelines have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's not a single thing where guidelines have not been issued. From cradle to death, every sphere, every turn a man or woman takes, guidelines have been given. So this deen is a complete way of life. Not a single thing that we do is without guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the way we eat, how to do relationship with our wives, everything has guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a man can do everything and get rewarded and enjoy the benefits of the hereafter and in this world. Whatever he's doing, even going to sleep, working during the day, eating during the day, going to toilet during the day, all of these activities which we do it naturally, if we do it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every single of those actions that we do naturally, those actions will become ibadah and worship. So imagine one third of our life that we spend in sleeping. If a person sleeps between 7 to 8 hours, which is nowadays very rare, maybe 5-6 hours nowadays, those who work. So imagine even that, one fifth of our day is spent in sleeping, in doing virtually nothing apart from resting. If we spend that time in the way that was shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then without doing anything, that will be recorded as ibadah, an act of reward. And say another 2 hours is spent on eating during the day. Again, if we do that according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then another 1/10 of our life is spent in ibadah. And if we take out another 2 days in relieving ourselves, meaning visiting the toilet, 2 hours combined throughout the whole day, then again 1/10 of our life is done according to the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that will be recorded as an act of worship. So we eat, we will get rewarded. We go to the toilet, we will get rewarded. We do our business, we will get rewarded. We go to sleep, we will get rewarded. And if we don and wear our clothes according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even that will be an act of reward. So much so, just smiling at another Muslim person, or even to anybody, that is an act of reward. So whatever we do, never gets wasted. But condition is that we do it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We wake up, we read the dua, then our waking up will be an ibadah. We go to work with the intention of earning halal, providing sustenance for our dependents, so that also to do good, other good activities, then our working and going to work will be an act of reward. Eating, so that we can give nourishment to our body, so that we can do good activities, again our eating will be an act of reward. So not a single second will go by without being recorded as an act of reward, provided that we do it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So even our wearing of our clothes, if it's done correctly, then that will be an act of reward. But it has to be according to the Sharia. Certain things have been restricted for men, and certain ways of wearing clothes have been restricted for men and women. But sometimes out of negligence, and sometimes out of not knowing and ignorance, we commit sin. Yet, we do not know. Or sometimes we forget. Take an example of men. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up gold and harir, which is what do you call it? Harir?
Silk.
So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up these two and said that these two have been made haram for men. So wearing such clothing which have been made from silk, for women it is permissible, for men it is haram. Sometimes we do that, wearing silk shirts, silk ties. And what we are doing, we are bringing the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُحَلِّقَ حَبِيبَهُ حَلْقَةً مِّن نَارٍ فَحَلْ يُحَلِّقْهُ مِّن ذَهَبٍ. Whosoever wishes that his friend should have an earring made out of fire, that give him the earring of gold. For men, my dear respected brothers and elders, any sort of ornament is haram apart from wearing one silver ring. Even that, my dear respected brothers and elders, it is not a recommended act, it is an act of mubah, permissible for men. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only wore it, he only made one, because when he was told that your letter will not be accepted by the dignitaries of other countries unless you seal it, you put a seal to show that this letter has come from you. Like today, when we want a letter to be authenticated, it should have a stamp of the company or a stamp of that. Likewise, even at that time, it had to be authenticated. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first made one out of gold, and then when he saw it, he chucked it away. No, make it out of silver. So he made it out of silver, and even then, the stone, the stamp that was on it, He did not display that. He will turn it around. Why? Because men are not supposed to be wearing ornaments. I'm not here to display. This has a function. The function is to stamp the letters. He has three lines. One was Muhammad, Rasul, and Allah on that stamp. And even then, he would not display that stone on the ring. He would turn it the other way. He would turn it the other way, that the stone is facing the hand, not displaying. To show that this stone, this ring that I'm wearing, is not because it's a fashion or it's a statement of fashion or an ornament. I'm wearing because it has a purpose behind it. The purpose is to authenticate the letter. And those letters were not letters of business. They were letters of da'wah. Letters of da'wah. So my dear respected brothers, elders, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited ornaments, any sort of ornaments for men. But today we see our brothers wearing gold and silver necklace. Why? I would understand if somebody declared that if you wear a gold necklace you'll get £500 tomorrow, then I can understand why he's wearing one, because he wants £500. What benefit is there? And on top of that, wearing necklace or wearing earrings, and then on top of that, wearing bangles. Brothers, why? There is no worldly benefit. And the punishment that is reserved in the hereafter, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is so severe that this will be made out of fire on the day of Qiyamah, and he will be made to wear that. If he wore a chain of silver or gold, again, that will be made out of fire, and he will be made to wear that. So why? Why do we, brothers, have to wear that? Something which is haram, which is no benefit to us. We have no good actions. How many times we do good actions? We can count them on our fingers. And then, whatever good action we destroy by doing these things. Why? Doing these things. So this is why, my dear respected brothers, elders, if we do have those things, first, we get rid of them. Get rid of them. Maybe sell them and give it to your wife. Yeah, you can have it. And if it's not something that they can wear, then get rid of them. Put them away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to practice.